introvert, and today I want to talk about sleep numbers. There's an advert I've seen that says, what's your sleep number? And it's about the hardness or softness of your bed. That's not what I'm going to be talking about today. Today, I want to talk about your sleep number. How many hours of sleep do you need to be a functional human being? And we all know that sleep is fundamental for your body and your brain. It's fundamental for your body to sort of rest, relax, recharge, repair while you are asleep. And for your brain, it is fundamental because then it gets to sort of defrag and figure out stuff in the background and all of that good stuff, because it's not concentrating on you staring at multiple screens all day. But having said that, we are all different. And we all need different amounts of sleep to feel good the next morning. I have a client, for example, that they are currently sleeping on average 4 hours a night. And so my question was like, okay, well, you know, if that works for you, does it work for you? Do you wake up feeling refreshed? Do you wake up, you know, ready to take on whatever task? Do you experience brain fog? Do you experience insert other things here? And they said, yes. But, or yes, and so everyone is different, but how do you know where that sweet spot is for how much sleep you need? And some people don't need sleep all in a row. I definitely know that some people need sort of 4 hours sleep, then they're up for maybe 1 or 2 hours, and then like 3 or 4 hours sleep again. That's just the way their body cycles through. And it didn't always used to be like that. It sort of came on with different things in their life, and sometimes it's medication, sometimes it's children, sometimes it's age, sometimes it's illness. And so think back to when the last time was that you had, in your opinion, a full night's restful, rejuvenating sleep, where that sleep was sweet and good, and you woke up naturally and felt good about it. Not because your alarm went off, because you naturally opened your eyes. Maybe the sun was peeking through your curtains and you were like, yeah, I could get up now. Most people, when I ask them that question, they find it very hard to answer because we have life. You know, there's that work thing that we do, or there's people we have to take care of, or chores, or the house, or whatever it might be. But you can't work on a deficit for long periods of time. And so even if, for example, oh, okay, well, I did a week where I pulled all-nighters or whatever it is, you're going to pay for it the next week. So thinking about your sleep number, and be aware your sleep number might not stay the same for the duration of your life. So you might find that certain periods of time in the winter, you might actually find your sleep number goes up because your body naturally wants to hibernate more, naturally because of the lack of sunlight. Depending on which hemisphere you're in, like, you generally want to sleep more. Maybe in the summer you want to sleep less, or in the summer you like the afternoon naps because of the sunlight and the heat and the warmth. But how often do you actually get to go with that flow of what your body wants and what your body is craving? And how does that affect how you work the next day or how you don't work the next day? If you are constantly at a deficit, and taking something to keep you awake, coffee, tea, Red Bull, or anything else, energy drinks here, what is that doing to your brain? And what is that doing to your body? Because one thing is doing it now and then, but doing it so it's sustainable. Can you sustainably drink 2 Red Bulls a day and 5 coffees a day and not have detrimental things happen to your body, your brain function, and all of those sorts of things? So, dear listeners, I would love for you to spend the time to figure out what your ideal sweet spot sleep number is, and then do everything in your power to make sure that you hit that at least 90% of the time over a month period, and see what a difference that makes to your well-being overall. Thank you for listening. This is Janice at The Career Introvert, helping you build your brand and get hired. Have a great rest of your week.